This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's long-haul truckers out there. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, and Parler, we're at the Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more news, views, and information. All righty. Right now, we are going to bring up Frank Silvato, the head honcho, man in charge, the big guru of UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There they are. Yes, there they are. All right. They've all come out of the woodwork over there at the hotel to say hello to Frank. There you go. See?
Hey, I'm big with hotel workers.
You're loyal minions. There you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it's not really getting any better. Voters say border security is worse today than what it was under Trump. That's the latest Fox News poll that's out there. We also have some interesting news coming out from Newt Gingrich about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because after the murder conviction of Derek Chauvin, Newt Gingrich said that President Biden and Vice President Harris had the perfect opportunity to come out and say, look, the system works. Here's a policeman who's now been convicted on all three counts. We can feel good about how America deals with these kind of issues. But instead, they came out, doubled and tripled down on the rant about institutional racism, and they could not have done a better job of tearing down America, even if they were the Chinese propagandists that they were themselves.
What I would have rather heard Newt Gingrich say is that here's proof positive that they're using the false narrative of systemic racism to further their political and ideological agendas. Mm-hmm. When you go into the FBI statistics, it's just not there.
Right.
I don't know how to say that any plainer. Most of the crime that happens, violent crime that happens towards black people, is from black people. As a matter of fact, there were, I believe in last year the stats were, I was looking at the FBI stats to write a piece over at Underground USA, and it said that unarmed black people who were shot by police last year was five.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Yeah.
And when you look at white people who are unarmed that were shot last year,
President
it was
Biden
14.
Says just that.
I saw that, by the way.
Yeah. So when you look at the numbers, and this is going back decades, when you look at the numbers, the argument for systemic racism where white cops shoot black people who are either armed or unarmed, it isn't there. There's no proof. The numbers aren't there, and they don't lie because they're compiled from police, from police incidents across the country.
Right.
Yeah, this would have to be a bigger cheating scandal than the last election to fudge those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they had an opportunity, yeah, to come out and say the system works, but the system has always worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the narrative that needs to get out there. I wish Gingrich would have said this is proof positive that they're lying to your face for political purposes. Mm-hmm. That would have been more accurate.
Well, here's something that we now are hearing about and the United States is responding to. It's called India, and here's what's going on over there right now.
President Biden says just as India sent assistance to the United States as our hospitals were strained early in the pandemic, we are determined to help India in its time of need. He didn't offer specifics in his tweet, but earlier the White House said the U.S. is working around the clock to immediately deploy drug treatments and rapid diagnostic COVID-19 testing kits. The U.S. also will provide vaccine components, ventilators, and personal protection equipment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We'll have our people over there soon.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have our people over there. But keep in mind that India, during the first wave of COVID over there, used hydroxychloroquine.
Uh-huh.
They blatantly used, as a matter of fact, we sent hydroxychloroquine to them for them to use.
Mm-hmm.
And they did very well during the first wave. So I assume they are going to do that again. The reason that we're going to help India and making a big deal out of it is because India and China are having confrontations on their border.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sending a message to China that your billion people versus the billion people of India is how we will neutralize you in the Asian theater.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's always something different when you hear somebody coming out with a massive amount of aid to a billion people who have already been through a first wave of a pandemic and come out okay on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is a good move. Make no mistake, I'm not criticizing the Biden administration. We need to counter China in the Asian theater and doing it with India. But we've known that all along. Started with the George W. Bush administration when he made nicey-nice with India to balance China, and China had to behave in the Asian theater. So we'll see if it works again. I don't think it will, but we got to see.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to tell you something the CDC had to say, and it might surprise you a little bit because of who they're talking about. And yep, we're going to tell you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and you know, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay too, even up and down the Northeast and the Midwest, and even a father who drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, with his daughter's car to trade it in Newport Richey and then take her the new car down at the University of Tampa in Tampa where she was going to school. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins, got them, and are commanding a great resale price so you can take advantage too. Upgrade your ride now. And by the way, want to sell your vehicle? Let Moss appraise it for you. You might get more money than you think for it. By the way, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals. And Moss Nissan also is the home of Whatever It Takes to be the best dealer in the nation. That is their goal. Now, you can check out the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. Take a test drive in it. And their Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And, oh, by the way, you might save some extra money on that one. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast and website. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Man.
Yes, sir, that too. Well, you know, we were just talking during the break about the CDC and a couple things here. But the CDC, from the story, Republican-led states, including Texas and Florida, are reporting fewer coronavirus cases than Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New York, all of which are led by prominent Democrats who refuse to roll back the COVID-19 regulations and statewide mask mandates, according to the CDC. Now, the other thing they're doing is they have no way of trying to get that we've got, and I believe we've already got it, as well as Texas, herd immunity.
Yeah, that's by locking down as long as they did and interfering with people interacting who are on the healthier end, the less vulnerable end, they've stunted the ability to create the herd immunity. And we were saying this almost a year ago, Matt, a year ago, that herd immunity had to be achieved in order for this thing to come under control.
Yep.
The vulnerable people should have been protected, and the healthier people should have been allowed to create that for society. We would have been done with this by maybe Thanksgiving of last year.
Yep.
But states like Michigan, states like California, states like New York did the stupid thing. And on the advice of some people who were knee-jerk panic at the CDC, as far as I'm concerned, they completely disavowed herd immunity with this thing and went with the stupidity of lockdown, terminal lockdown. You need to have the healthy people going back and forth with things like this, interacting with things like this to create that herd immunity is what allows our antibodies to learn how to fight it. And that's another reason why I'm pro antibody cocktail and anti-vaccine. You know, I'm not a big fan of the vaccine. The antibody cocktails where you're trying to help your immune system by injecting antibody to fight it, I'm all for, because that's been out there for a while.
Sure.
Vaccines are still being issued on an emergency basis.
Yep. And we just had another one, I guess, last week. What was it? One of them. There was another one. It was just authorized. Now, again, the governors of Texas, Greg Abbott, our governor here, Ron DeSantis, they were criticized widely by the Democrats and by all the other sides, anybody on the other side of the aisle, saying that, well, people are going to die. This is going to... And none of that happened. None of that happened. But do we hear anybody going, gee, I was wrong?
No, and where DeSantis is concerned, they're going to keep coming after him and after him and after him because they fear him for 2024.
Yeah.
They fear him for 2024.
They should.
Because people are looking at him, and I got to be honest with you, I am so proud of our governor.
You bet.
And the performance that he's doing in office, it is unbelievable. In my lifetime, I think I can count maybe three governors that have been worth their salt in leading to the point where you'd want to elevate them to a higher station, and DeSantis is one of them. I can't say enough good things about him, the way he's serving the people of Florida, not lording over them, not giving them dictates and everything else. He's serving them exactly the way it's supposed to happen, and lo and behold, what happens? More freedom, more prosperity, more people are coming here because they understand they can actually live their lives. Yeah, I'm all in with Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing is that he surrounded himself, and I've met a number of his staffers, he surrounded himself with some very good people that other people had never heard of, going, oh, he's got a bunch of newbies. Yeah, well, maybe he did, but he had a bunch of doers.
Yeah, well, he had a bunch of smart doers.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I don't mind somebody coming in and cleaning house. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I wish Trump would have done over at the State Department, the Justice Department, when he was first inaugurated. But when you come in with a good machine that works, then change is outstanding, especially when you're dealing with bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one for you here. Vice President Kamala Harris is going to meet with the Mexican president in May on the internet by Zoom from her office in Washington, D.C.
So she gets tasked with dealing with relations in Latin America and Mexico for COVID.
Yep.
Pretty much tells the president no.
Yep.
And then, what, 3 months later, decides she could do it on a Zoom call, and that could have happened 15 minutes after she was tasked with doing it?
Yep.
That just goes to show you that the committee that's running the country right now didn't want Harris doing that at that moment.
Yep.
Another piece of evidence that Biden is not leading this country. We are being ruled by a committee that we didn't vote for, that we don't know who it is.
Yep.
You know, this is a shadow government behind the, it's like the big green head in the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yep. You're so right. And as I like to call it, it's the Politburo, which comes from where?
Yeah. Well, his good friends, the Soviets. But okay.
Well, just pick a communist country. I mean, they've all got them.
Yeah, it's accurate. I mean, a committee is ruling this country, and they're not front and center to take the heat with the decisions. And that's not the way we're supposed to be. That's not the way the United States is supposed to be.
Now, and by the way, speaking of something else, remember when George Soros sunk a bunch of money into those DA elections around the country?
Absolutely.
Well,
he's still doing it.
Yeah, well, one of them in San Francisco is not exactly drawing the applause, if you will, of the people that live there.
Yeah, this is the most radical district attorney that has ever reached office. We're talking about deciding not to prosecute major cases, talking about releasing people from prisons who have murder sentences, completely rolls over on immigration. It's as if China got to pick who they wanted to have in the district attorney's office for San Francisco.
He dropped the charges against two people that were charged with attacking police, one with a vodka bottle and the other one with a knife.
Yeah, and those are felony charges.
No kidding.
We don't want to do that. We don't like the police. That's a district attorney that's saying we don't care for the police. That's unbelievable.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
The DA's supposed to be the one working hand in hand with law enforcement.
Yep. And so far, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, which I don't think is any friends of the Republicans, said that progressive, and they're calling progressive, how about the socialists? Let's call them communists if you want to. The communist DA has a tendency to release and not charge those arrested for felony domestic violence. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's pro woman, isn't it?
No kidding.
Isn't that pro woman? Yeah, me too. Yeah. I guess the DA's got a Me Too shirt that's worn at work. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This is when you're the district attorney, you're supposed to put the best case together for the people and prosecute. This is somebody who's using selective prosecution for political purposes. Mm-hmm. That's not a district attorney, and that's not law and order. It's not justice. It's egregious against the people.
By the way, we had another congressional seat went to the Republicans. We'll have to talk about that. You're going to stick around, so we'll talk about that when we come back. But folks, we picked up another congressional seat in Louisiana. That was the second special election down there, and a very heavily Democratic district in Louisiana. The Democrats lost to the Republicans. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that will allow the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesman for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID-Shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, B.1.617, is partially responsible for a surge in cases. And the CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations released on Saturday say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. They're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha! And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you need something in green, and it might happen to be a lawnmower or maybe a tractor for your utility work or something like that, how'd you like to check out Everglades Equipment Group? You can, they're within the sound of my voice. They've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And one of my neighbors bought one of their great lawnmowers here a couple of weeks ago. And he went over and mowed his lawn, mowed his neighbor's lawn, saw me out there and says, "Hey, how'd you like it if I mowed your lawn?" I said, "Well, sure." So he mowed my lawn too, made my lawnmower guy upset when he came and the lawn was mowed, but that's all right. But anyway, nothing runs like a deer. Check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. Alrighty, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain, always nice when somebody comes over and mows your lawn for you.
Free, yeah. He says, says, "Hey, I just got this thing. I want to see if it works." By the way, the Maricopa County ballots and voting machines, after a challenge from the Democrats, are now in possession of the Republicans, who are now taking a look at all 2.1 million ballots cast in Maricopa County.
No, it's a good thing. I was a little, you know, my eyebrow was raised when Democrats fought so hard not to have an audit of an election they said was free of free of vote fraud. You know, if they truly believed in the rhetoric that they were advancing out there, they would have said, absolutely, come on in, let's audit this thing right here on national television if you want to. But they were going to court to try to stop the audit. So that tells you they're not too confident in the rhetoric they've been advancing.
They know
about.
There's something screwy that went on there, and they don't want anybody to find out about it. But, here's the problem, okay? Oh, so let's say they find out something bad went on. It doesn't change the result.
No, it does not. It secures ballot integrity for next time because they'll be forced to put safeguards into place. So that's another reason that they didn't want the audit to happen, and they wanted people just to believe that it was an untainted election, is so they can keep the same apparatus in place for next time, which they're desperately going to need in the midterms because there's going to be sea change in Congress in the midterms after what they're doing here, especially after Biden enacts his tax hikes.
Yeah.
Because that's going to hurt everybody because that trickles down.
Yeah. Big time, I might add. Big time stuff. I'm looking at probably, I would say, 25 to 30 seats.
Yeah, but I would have to agree with that. It's the change is going to happen because when people feel good, and we talked about this in several elections now, when people feel good in their pocketbooks, then they start looking at special interest issues. When they don't feel good in their pocketbooks, it's all about the money and the economy. The economy is not all the way back from what they've done to the economy with COVID, and you're going to see it never come back the way it was because of these tax hikes this guy wants to put into place. Corporate tax rates are going to go through the roof, and corporations don't hurt when there is a corporate tax rate hike because they pass it on to you. And there are several corporations out there that are saying this right now. You know, we're not going to feel anything. Chipotle, actually, the CEO of Chipotle came out and said, you know, prices are going to go up. We're not taking it out of our end. It goes on to the consumer. And that was something that they don't like to say all that much because people get their nose out of joint about it. But it's the truth. Corporations pass tax hikes on to you. And not only are you going to pay those higher prices, but when he rescinds the Trump tax cuts for the individuals, you're going to feel that too. So people are not going to be happy with the economic status going into the midterms. And that's why you're going to see the sea change because he's taking more money from you.
By the way, there is a shortage of people to do a lot of service-related jobs in the fast food business and whatnot. McDonald's, of course, being one of them. Down here in Florida, a Florida McDonald's franchise paid $50 per person just to show up for a job interview.
Yeah, just for an interview. And if they're doing that, you've got to believe that the owner of this chain is going, you know what? Maybe I talk to corporate, and maybe we get those kiosks in here, and I just eliminate these positions at the counter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know that's the way we're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to where you're running a McDonald's with maybe 8 people total, and everybody's making a higher wage, but that all those jobs that the Democrats said we have to give $15 an hour for, mm-hmm. they're going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a question for you. I don't watch this all the time, so I missed out whatever it was he did yesterday. But apparently Fox News Sunday's anchor, Chris Wallace, brought up again the contentious January 6th insurrection and mentioned former President Donald Trump in the same verse. What is it about this that won't get him to shut his mouth?
Because I think he was he's a fake conservative. He got elevated to this stature over at Fox as being one of the intellectualities.
Yep.
You know, and it went to his head, and now he's deciding what's right and wrong instead of being a journalist. And for some reason, he's got his nose out of joint, not only about the former President Trump, mm-hmm. but January 6th. He's fighting to be relevant still, is what he is. But personally, I wouldn't watch him if he was the last talking head on television, because I don't trust somebody who introduces himself as one thing and stabs you in the back to become something else when you need him most. And that's something we were talking about on the break, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got Fox News who are shaking up everything they can over there as far as the lineup's concerned, and they have to because their ratings tanked during the end of the election because they stabbed conservatives, their base viewers, in the back during the elections by going anti-Trump at the last minute.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, you know those vaccine passports we heard about?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
American tourists who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be allowed to travel to Europe this summer to the European Union countries as long as they have a vaccination certification with them. And that's the vaccination passport we've talked about.
No, in Europe, European countries get to play by European rules, and if that's the way they want to play it, then they can see the decreased tourism happen over there. They're struggling right now for any kind of economic movement, so I think that's a stupid move. But here in the United States, you've seen people from two of the biggest advocacy groups for the airlines industries, the head of the flight attendants union,
yep,
and the head of a airlines travel lobbyist group come out and say, we can't have the COVID passports. You can't put them in play. Don't do it. You're going to disenfranchise people from their freedoms to be able to travel, and you're going to kill the industry. And they better listen to these people because that's the truth. You start restricting people, you've already got sky-high airfares. You start restricting those people who can pay that from getting on an airplane because they don't want to get vaccinated because they don't trust the vaccine, and you're going to kill airlines. You're going to kill them one by one.
Well, that's true. Because in 24 hours with a second driver in a vehicle and just switching off back and forth, you can be anywhere up the East Coast out of Florida, anywhere in the Midwest out of Florida, and almost all the way to New Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, it's they've got to think long and hard about what they're doing. Now, if they want to crash the economy, if that's their goal, then they're doing a spectacular job of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. But if they're trying to get the country back on track economically and restore freedoms that were robbed from us by a knee-jerk government at every level during this pandemic, which never should have been as draconian, then they can't keep doing this. They can't keep screwing with the economy with these bizarre mandates and these new and the Nazification of travel. That's all I can call it.
By the way, after a lot of revelations that have been made, there's more coming out now about the Wuhan lab, which, by the way, don't tell Joe Biden we're not supposed to say Wuhan lab. But the Wuhan lab has helped the Chinese army in secret with a project to find animal viruses that they could use, oh, gosh, I don't know, maybe on a human?
Imagine that. You can't tell me that the pictures of Dr. Fauci over there touring the facility didn't lead him to believe that it might be a military laboratory. And if he didn't get that it was a military laboratory over there, then he's a blithering idiot that shouldn't be in control of anything over at the CDC.
Yeah, you won't get any arguments out of any of us about that. And, oh, by the way, if New York doesn't understand what's about to happen, the Biden and New York tax hikes are going to absolutely destroy the New York economy.
Oh, no doubt. As a matter of fact, I believe you're going to see real estate prices start to drop there dramatically. So if you've got deep pockets and you want a rent out, there you go.
Move to the north. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday, my friend. All right, Joe Biden and all his great travels and all his great anomalies you can read about and hear about over at undergroundusa.com with Frank Silvato. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Oh, yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, and that would be Gommage Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, they are the best at what they do, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. Of course, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And you know you're in the right place. By the way, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, something that the big old stores won't do, the box stores. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might wind up with some of that free pastry in the back room. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And joining us right now, speaking of pastry, We've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports
Zone.
Hey,
nothing wrong with a little cheese danish in the morning with your coffee, Captain.
I know.
Good thing. There you go, man.
Hey, listen, I want to mention two words to you. You ready?
Go for it.
Joey Logano.
Yeah, brother. That's, man, come on now.
Lucky?
Yeah, very lucky. Very,
holy,
very fortunate.
Most.
Yeah, he went airborne, folks, at the race yesterday at Talladega. Keselowski wins again in OT at Talladega, baby. I tell you, that guy's on fire. He just, last few years, you got to give Brad credit. You know, I mean, he's right up there with the greats right now, in my opinion, Captain. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, yeah, because, because again, he's been the champion before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put him in Dale Earnhardt category and, you know, a few others, but, man, he's getting there. He keeps it up. He'll be there.
But we could probably put him up behind Jeff Gordon.
There you go.
All right.
So,
modern era.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember back in the 80s, man, Mr. Ford, they called him. You know, he's right up there with him, too. So, now, speaking about the car racing in St. Petersburg, Herta denied Newgarden, you know, a three-peat. Newgarden would have won three in a row, Captain, and Herta knocked him out. So that was an exciting race, too. That was some good racing this weekend. Guys leaving Baylor to take over as LSU coach, Mulkey. Baylor's been doing real well with the program lately, so college athletics. So give that organization a lot of credit.
Listen, I got to ask you about Michigan. There was a college football quarterback that's in critical condition after being shot. What was that all about?
Yeah, there's another guy who got, you know, passed away in a car accident in California, you know, last week, too. It's just sad what's going on, man. Just, you know what's wrong, crowd captain, and these things happen. You know, we talk about it on the Sports Zone all the time, you know, because we bring kids on, we bring college athletes, pro athletes. We tell all the high school kids, hey, man, you know, your pro career is 3 years, and then guess what? Before you get to the pros, you have to get to college. Don't make mistakes in high school doing stupid things on Friday night or when you're in college doing stupid things over the weekend that'll cost you your life or your career. And some listen and some don't. Another tragic thing, Mike Davis. He was a great Raider. And, he passed away, Captain, at 65. He was part of the 1980 AFC Division playoff game in Cleveland. Made a great interception, could punch it for him. And that was a great game back there with Brian Seif and the Cleveland Browns for my man Joe Weaver, our GM at the flagship station of AM 860 The Answer.
All right, listen, I want to say something here about one of my favorite players in the NFL, who happens to be one of Tom Brady's buddies, and that's Rob Gronkowski. He went back to his alma mater for the spring football game there earlier last week, and they pulled a little stunt from a helicopter 600 feet in the air over the stadium. They dropped the football to see if Gronkowski could catch it. Now, the deal was, if he caught it, he set the new Guinness World Book of Records for that event. He did it, and he did, and kudos to him for doing that, because this is the kind of silly stuff that he does that just makes him the character that he is.
Yeah, that was something else. He even came out with a helmet and pad, Captain, and yeah, the helicopter was 640 feet in the air, dropped football. The first two, it was hard for him to hang on, and he just couldn't. The third one, he hung on like a champ. I mean, it's not an easy task, to say the least.
Hell no. You drop that ball, whatever amount of air is in there, and you multiply times the feet it's coming down, it's not 5 or 6 pounds anymore.
No, it's not. And they're used to catching footballs out of, they call it the jugs machine. You put it in there and it just fires it out there like a baseball batting practice machine. And that's a lot more difficult than that. But and then look at what the punt returners, you know, the ball gets up there a good several hundred feet when you punt it, and then comes down. So pretty interesting, Captain. Pretty interesting stuff, to say the least.
By the way, Charles Barkley, not to be known for having his brain in gear when he opens his mouth, is now under fire for saying the Georgia Bulldogs named their mascot after the women down there.
Charles Barkley said that?
Charles Barkley.
Come on, Chucky. He normally makes me laugh and, you know, says some good things. He's not politically correct ever, Captain. He knows right down the middle, and he tells it like it is on both sides. And there were talks of him being down in Alabama one day. I didn't hear about that. No, a little disappointed. I'd like to hear the whole context. I'd like to hear the whole.
Happened over the weekend, yep.
I'd like to hear the whole context of it to see what it, how it came out, Cap. You know, sometimes these sound bites can be, you know, deceiving too. Now, most people like him, you know, on both sides of the coin with him, because he's not a Republican, he's not a Democrat, he's an independent, and he tells it like it is. And he, you know, he offends people on both sides of the aisle. If you don't like, if he isn't on your side, you're going to be mad at him. When he is on your side, you love him. Well, how about the respect him for the side he takes? So, well, that's very interesting. Well, hockey is really in full gear. Las Vegas is looking great, Captain. Young franchise doing fantastic out there to share with everybody. And baseball's in full gear. And, I know a lot of people that don't listen to the station are, you know, talking about Charles Barkley joining the NBA.
Yep.
So we won't go there. And, that's pretty much it, you know, in the way of sports. A little quick update for the audience out there, and appreciate you, and thank you, Captain, and God bless you, and I hope to see you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow in case...
because you got to get your face mask back.
Yes.
Before you get in trouble with somebody.
I got a couple of them, but yes, Captain, I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, Captain.
Amen.
Talk to you soon.
Yep. Right, okay, that's Patrick Kylan. The sports quarterback, insurance quarterback, and also this kind of quarterback.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I put a poll up on the Facebook page and also put it up on Parler. And the poll I put up was the following. In general, how much confidence do you have in law enforcement? Now, the question, answer number one was a great deal of respect. Answer number two, some respect. Answer number three, very little respect. Now, it didn't finish the way I thought it would because I didn't think anybody would put very little respect up there. But I had a handful of people. I had five people, exactly. Do the very little respect. Then on some respect, I had 11, but on a great deal of respect, I had 101. So, gosh, that's 10 times more than the one below it, and over 20 times more than the one below that. So I guess that's a pretty good answer. So thank you very much for participating in that little poll that I had, totally unscientific, just to see what people were thinking. And also, Joe Biden ended last week with a 52% daily job approval ranking. So think about that. And Coca-Cola was one of the companies that publicly condemned Georgia's new election integrity law, and the Atlanta-based soft drink bottler is going to be paying the price, as it's already been shown, for getting involved in that controversy. Their sales are off. Their sales are off. By how much? Don't know. But certainly enough to where it's got Coca-Cola where they fired the attorney that made the recommendations to go along with the getting rid of the MLB game in Georgia. They fired that attorney. So I think they think he screwed up. All right. I'll be back tonight with more to Captain America Third Watch. It's been another great Monday morning. I appreciate everybody who called in and chimed in. Everybody in the chat room, appreciate you. And again, tomorrow, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch. Have lunch with the Captain. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.